Senators look to slip green card giveaway for Biden's Afghans into defense spending bill. By John Binder on July 23, 2023. A group of Senate Democrats and Republicans are looking to slip a green card giveaway to tens of thousands of Afghans brought to the United States by President Joe Biden despite widespread vetting failures. Following the U.S. Armed Forces withdrawal from Afghanistan in August 2021, Biden opened a refugee pipeline that has resettled more than 86,000 Afghans in American communities, many without having to be screened or interviewed in person beforehand. Last week, Senators Amy Klobuchar, DMN, Lindsey Graham, RSC, Chris Coons, DDA, Jerry Moran, RKS, Richard Blumenthal, DCT, Lisa Murkowski, RAK, Jean Shaheen, DNH, Roger Wicker, RMS, Dick Durbin, DEL, Tom Tillis, RNC, and Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, reintroduced the Afghan Adjustment Act to give green cards to most of the Afghans brought to the U.S. by the Biden administration. Related video, SEC. Blinken, most Afghans not vetted before getting on planes. Now, the senators are hoping to slip the green card giveaway into the year-end National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, through an amendment proposed by Klobuchar. A number of the same senators had sought to get the giveaway into last year's NDAA, but the effort was blocked by Senator Chuck Grassley, ARYA. The latest effort comes as vetting failures have been widely reported. In April, a former Department of Defense DOD official revealed to Congress that some Afghans were resettled in American communities before they were found to have been involved in placing improvised explosive devices, IEDs, in Afghanistan to kill American troops. Previously, in September 2022, the DHS Inspector General issued a bombshell report detailing how the Biden administration brought Afghans to the U.S. who were not fully vetted and may pose a risk to national security. Similarly, in February 2022, a DOD Inspector General report revealed that Biden's agencies failed to properly vet Afghans arriving in the U.S. and that about 50 Afghans were flagged for significant security concerns after their resettlement. Related video, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas admits failure to check Afghan migrants. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties, the DOD Inspector General report states, have since disappeared into American communities. The report noted that as of September 17, 2021, only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged with specific derogatory information could be located. Independent whistleblower reports have come to the same conclusions. In August 2022, Senators Josh Hawley, R. Moe, and Ron Johnson, RY, detailed allegations from a whistleblower who claims that the Biden administration knowingly resettled almost 400 Afghans in the U.S. who were listed as potential threats in federal databases and urged staff to cut corners in the vetting process. A Project Veritas report alleges that the Biden administration resettled Afghans listed on the federal government's terrorism watch list in American communities. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.